Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another massive assault against tyranny and the lies that uphold this global structure that underpin this planetary tyranny. Ladies and gentlemen, it is already Monday, the 24th day of March 2014. Hard to believe we're about to plunge another month into 2014, and we are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. No guest today because I want to cover news, get to special reports, take your phone calls, and just get into a ton of issues. Where to begin? Well, Paul Watson wrote about it this morning at Infowars.com, and it's very important. The London Telegraph also is reporting on it, and that's the top story at DrudgeReport.com, and should be. Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people. We need to have Darren McBrain, who makes a lot of these great video intros for the show, slash audio intros, do one with Soylent Green, with lines from the movie, and then cut it into all the newscasts saying, kids are bad for the planet. We need to use corpses as fertilizer, just to illustrate the dehumanization, the lowering of value of human life, of the case for killing granny, or we want death panels, or government-run euthanasia, cutting it in with Soylent Green, that came out, what, in the early 1970s. So we're going to be breaking that down today. Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. And then a really important group of articles. London Telegraph, London Financial Times of London, AFP, you name it. The strange revival of Republican America. Now, we're going to explain what this really is coming up and why it's one of our last chances. And the globalists know that, so they're all in to suppress the Tea Party taking it over. And that dovetails with AFP, French far right triumphs in local polls that hammer ruling socialist. So we're going to be tying those articles together with this one. Feminist professor who attacked pro-life student charged with criminal battery after mainstream media refused to cover it. Real media, not alternative media, covered it. And now the police have been forced to act. And there's more calls today for arresting anyone that doesn't want to pay carbon taxes to Al Gore by the, quote, liberals who are flaming, dumb, lazy, fascist, greedy, grasping, evil control freaks who control the Republican Party leadership. You wonder why we can't beat these sacks of garbage? They got a lot of well-meaning liberals that believe in them and go along with them, who we have to wake up. And they've got a lot of well-meaning conservatives that support neocons that put out decent rhetoric sometimes, but don't follow it. And we're conquered by the globalists, folks. They're going to gut this country and make us financially destitute to control us on record if we don't stop them. They've already done a pretty darn good job of it, but they're going to go all the way. This is a scorched earth economic policy. We've got to stop them. Speaking of carbon taxes, Al Gore, you know, to save the earth, Arctic cold returning to Midwest and the East despite spring coming 4 days ago. And we're going to tie also that into this incredible report from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that if we broke this 6 years ago, it would be national news. We cannot let this become passe. Another document we got leaked to us from Oath Keepers. We've confirmed the authenticity of the PDF where they're training to take on free Americans against socialist tyranny. That's an actual quote. Who are against, quote, martial law. So Homeland Security's main mission, take on who? Veterans. Next, gun owners. Next, libertarians. Next, Christians. Then mainline conservatives, constitutionalists. Because the enemy knows we're the people that are awake and have the answers. And if our word gets out, the globalists are all going to prison. I mean, they're engaged in total criminal activity. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the big one. Still got fires in the west, still got winter in the east. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Free scream should sound the alarm against those who would destroy freedom. For in its power to deceive and inflame, or enlighten and inspire, the motion picture has no equal.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I am your host, Alex Jones. It is the 24th day of March 2014 on this Monday edition. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours and are going to have open phones, premiere a bunch of special reports, and get into a host of huge breaking news stories. But first off, have you heard? First, they promised everybody free health care. Then they promised everybody reduced price health care. Then they promised everybody that you could keep your doctor. And now they promise death panels and no health care and quadrupling of the prices. And they're using bossy women in TV ads telling their teenage and 20-something children they better get Obamacare. And you're a real woman. You're a real feminist. Why, your husband died of a heart attack early from your hen pecking. You worship Michelle Obama and the snapping turtle, Hillary Clinton. Then make your family sign on to the government slave wagon now. Well, that's been failing. So they've got LeBron James and a whole string of Hollywood Fruit Loops out there pushing the fraud that it's so trendy to go sign up for the IRS to garnish your wages at healthcare.gangrape. I mean, excuse me, healthcare.gov. But now, ladies and gentlemen, the secret weapon. They are using cute Persian cats to sell it. And again, this just shows the absolute boil down of who they're targeting. The most trendy, mindless people. I run into these trendies, and they literally are super ultra soft, super ultra passive. They love being abused. They trust the system implicitly, and they dislike anyone who's manly, anyone who's truly feminine, and they're just absolute fourth, fifth generation jellyfish. And so now they've got stuff with ducks dancing, saying, I'm so excited. Well, they're saying you're animals. They talk to you like you're a two-year-old. This is how you would lure a child into a van to take them for stunt films, is with ducks, with geese, and with kitty cats, and with funny videos, with clowns. I mean, these people are absolute psycho criminals. And you can see who their targets are, arrested development, childlike brains. Cats that are asleep, getting their paws rubbed, money burning, and I guess that's kind of truth in advertising, going to burn your money. A nice pedo bear with the small child. They actually use pedo bear to promote it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, panda bears, we're actually showing for TV viewers, your radio listener, I'm actually showing what healthcare.gov through Facebook is asking their victims to share. And of course, that's pretty common. A lot of times, the child abductors use other children to actually lure other children with toys and things like Tickle Me Elmo, which, of course, the Elmo, voice of Elmo, we know about him. He'd fit in well in this crowd. So this is par for the course, ladies and gentlemen, victimizing the arrested development childlike brains of these people. So now there is the headline, Washington Times, White House turns to cat pictures to sell Obamacare. Well, it's beyond that. And, you know, we read the bill and said it's got death panels. It's got increasing prices massively, doubling on average, quadrupling within 5 years. It's written to not to get rid of pre-existing conditions, to not cover children. It's written to absolutely as a present to the offshore banks that own the insurance companies. And MSNBC said I was racist. They said Jones doesn't like Obamacare. He's deeply racist. They should have just shown, I don't know, like a clown or something and said, this is a mean man who talks serious. And then they just pull out maybe a puppet and say, we have a puppet, children. The children would say, we like the puppet. Like, we should shoot a promo video where we cast somebody that looks like a perv and then drive around in a white van with an ice cream truck song playing, going, it's for the children, Obamacare. And literally have some creepy guys in overalls out front the car going, free candy. And I bet the mothers will bring their kids up and try to put them in the van with us if we say it's for Obama. And we can, like, pull a wood chipper behind the ice cream truck, the perv mobile, and tell the mothers, we're going to throw your children in to save the earth. And if you think I'm joking about this, they teach, Gloria Steinem does, in promo videos, we played them, and promo memes that Facebook puts out, that I had an abortion, and I prove I'm a feminist, and you're proud of the abortion. And you wear little coat hangers around your neck to celebrate the abortion. And they've got this whole dehumanization of go ahead and get rid of your old folks, they're gross, they smell, old people smell, that's a trendy meme in comedy to make fun of old people and say kill your parents. And, you know, life's not worth anything. Oh, it's so trendy. Doug Stanhope, who I know well, has been a friend for a long time, who's gone off the deep end, in my view, with just giving in to the, you know, to being bummed out and on humanity collapsing. So continuing, aborted babies in this whole line of news, aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals, London Telegraph. We have an article on Infowars.com giving some more of the backstory on it. Drudge has the big story linked as his top story, aborted babies incinerated to heat hospitals. And it continues, the remains of more than 15,000 babies. Well, that's politically incorrect. It's like the word bossy needs to be banned. That might hurt a child sacrificer's ego. So let's call it the remains of more than 15,000 parasites, because that's what feminists teach, is a baby's a parasite. The remains of more than 15,000 scumbag, terrorist, racist, parasite, pieces of filth Because we're already killing them and then incinerating them to heat the hospital. Soylent Green's made out of people. And we're already using humans for fertilizer all over the world. That's being pushed as trendy. And by law, making you be turned into fertilizer, not buried for the earth. So why not just let's read this like an anti-human eugenicist would, posing as a trendy. Aborted blobs of lifeless non-human flesh incinerated to heat glorious UK eugenics facilities. The remains of more than 15,000 terrorist, racist, scumbag parasites were incinerated as clinical waste by hospitals in Britain, with some use in waste-to-energy plants. New glorious system moves forward as humanity is prepared to be reduced to save the Earth. All hail the robotic revolution and the merger of the transhumanist state. There, I just translated that headline for you. Now, let's read it from the perspective of a human that understands that if the babies have no rights, we have no rights, and it's part of a giant dehumanization, ultra-Hitlerian, proto-eugenics takeover. Now, let's get into it. Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals, London Telegraph, the remains of more than 1,500 dear little wonderful souls that had incredible futures ahead of them, 15,000, excuse me, I'm having Freudian slips here and trying to reduce the number in my mind. I said 1,500, right? Let me actually just read the headline here. Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. In act of total dehumanization to lower the value of human life to below zero ahead of the giant forced mass culling the globalists are planning with the super germs they're releasing and cultivating. There, another insightful, true headline. No, this time I'm actually just going to read the article and then analyze it after. Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. The remains of more than 15,000 babies were incinerated as, quote, clinical waste by hospitals in Britain, with some used in waste energy plants. Continuing, the bodies of thousands of aborted and miscarried babies were incinerated as clinical waste, with some even used to heat hospitals, an investigation has found. 10 NHS trusts have admitted, that's Downing Street Trust, burning fetal remains alongside with rubbish, while two others used the bodies in waste-to-energy plants, which generated power for heat. Last night, the Department of Health issued an infant ban on the practice, which Health Minister Dr. Dan Poulter branded totally unacceptable. Why? Because they're not being sold to French cosmetic makers like the Chinese dead babies are, so they can be festooned onto women's beaks? Last night, the Department of Health issued an infant ban, an instant ban on the practice, which Health Minister Dan Poulter branded totally unacceptable. At least 15,500 fetal remains were incinerated by the 27 NHS trusts over the last 2 years alone, Channel 4's dispatches discovered. The program, which will air tonight, found that parents who lose children early pregnancy were often treated. Pull the staple out of this so I can read it. Without compassion and were not consulted about what they wanted to happen to the remains. Well, they take your blood worldwide without asking you and patent it and steal your genetics. I mean, they shoot you up with cancer viruses and all the major vaccines. Again, I'm not knocking nurses and nurse practitioners and doctors. Most of them are very hardworking professionals that have hellish jobs that are incredibly hard and have to be around disease all day and sadness all day. It's heroic what many medical workers do. But who runs it, Rockefeller Medicine from above, is prime evil. Absolute, the core of wickedness. And it just goes on. So this is the dehumanization. And they burn up 4,000 stillbirths of the 15,000 they know of. And I'm sure it's far worse. And this is just all part of the dehumanization. Now, when we come back, Ukraine fears Russia ready to attack as Russia takes over military bases, naval bases, massive Arctic cold hitting, and then we've got Homeland Security exercise targets, get this, quote, free Americans against socialist tyranny. That's like in the other drills where they practice killing public school elementary students. They tell them, we're here from the pro-gun group of Republicans to kill you. So the kids hate Republicans their whole life. I mean, that's trauma-based mind control. And then the big news about the worldwide libertarian takeover that could save us straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Call 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com for weekly discounts and sales. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Right now at Emergency Essentials, get free shipping on every order over $150. And that's not all. We have the guaranteed lowest prices anywhere. Like our new Farmer's Market Vegetable Combo that's on sale for 50% off. That's 6 cans of freeze-dried veggies for only $79.99. Or get Mountain House Pork Chops for 22% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Welcome. Thank you again for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones, if you just tuned in. Coming up in the next segment, the strange revival of Republican America and how that ties into trends worldwide that we've already organically seen. And I'm not tooting our horn, but we were the first to be focusing on this about a year ago, and now it's been picked up by Bloomberg. Banker deaths leave industry concerned as coroners probe. And when I said, and it got picked up by the Epoch Times and a bunch of others, that 20-plus bankers have already died, that was a gestalt low-level number. In the last year, it's got to be like 15 Goldman Sachs high-level bankers jumping off buildings. J.P. Morgan, it's every couple days. So I don't know what the number is. 50, 100, I don't know. Somebody's got to look. I mean, I see it every couple days. And we've been hammering this report, and finally it's being probed as suspicious. No kidding. They're being found hung. Anybody associated with Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, major globalist institutions, they are covering up folks that know where the bodies are buried, rat holes. People they use mid-level, high-level to carry out the criminal activity so higher-ups can deny that they know what's going on. You're the first people that get killed. Little newsflash. You know, you think you're so trusted and you're so high up in these institutions, you're dead. By your own master's hands. Because the collapse hasn't happened yet. Now, I said I'd cover that. I'm already covering it. That's going to be coming up. First off, let's go to drudgereport.com and punch it up on screen for TV viewers right now. You can see aborted babies incinerated to heat hospitals. We're going to cover that more. And then under it, a very important article out of CBS News, Vatican Chief Justice, Obama's policies have become progressively more hostile towards Christian civilization. Yeah, that's an understatement. But you've got to tell it like it is. The globalists want to be God. They want the state to be God. They don't like anti-abortion groups. They don't like pro-life groups. They don't like pro-gun groups. They don't like pro-family groups. And so they're trying to make Christian churches promote abortion and promote, you know, hiring people that aren't Christians, which is an absolute violation of the First Amendment. Now, let's move on to the other article at Drudge, linked in red. We'll put it back up on screen on the right-hand side. It's the Infowars.com article that I mentioned, and this story needs to go viral, folks. This is a big deal. And right under it, oh, the drones they were denying that were already operating domestically? Drone armed with taser, eyed by military law enforcement. They had these at South by Southwest being shopped to the police that face scan you and taser you in Austin. And the APD is looking at buying drones that fly around tasering you. Now, wait a minute, AP. 2 years ago, you said I was lying that didn't exist, even though I had government documents. Now, let's shift gears back into the top story. This article I'm about to cover does not operate on its own in some purgatory, like Napoleon on the island of Elba. This is part of the overall shift of the FBI, Homeland Security, Justice Department, BATF, local police, to being commissar political officers targeting domestic dissent and shilling free speech in the press in conservative, libertarian, veteran, pro-life, constitutional circles. There are hundreds of Homeland Security memos and documents. You've seen it. It's in Forbes and the Associated Press and West Point. You know, they train them to, quote, take on the Tea Party in an insurrection. Army Times, Stars and Stripes. In the last 6 years, it's all gone public. It was going on behind the scenes before that. The bureaucracy was training to take on the American people. But now it's going main line with GSA on the streets, as the domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military, close quote, Barack Obama. That cue up that clip. I want to play it in the next segment to remind folks. We need a civilian security force, a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military. When I come back, I'm going to read this article because it's very important. And we need you to tweet it. Retweet it from L. Alex Jones and from Drudge's tweet. We need you to put it on your Facebook. They're trying to censor us on Facebook and all these other places, and trying to block our viral memes, because this truth can bring them down. This can expose the treason of criminal elements of the bureaucracy ordering the police and military to prepare for war with us. They don't want them to know. They don't want the public to know that this treasonous buildup is happening. But we're here, like Paul Revere's 21st Century, warning you at Infowars.com. You're Paul Revere's. I'm not asking you. I'm not even begging you. If you want to survive, if you want to be with these people, then go to Infowars.com. Get this article out to everybody. We're going to cover it when we come back.
We're on the march.
Big new developments, folks.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here. And folks, we got an axe to grind with the New World Order. We got chips on both shoulders. We know who the author of our discontent is. We know who's usurping us and dominating us. And we're going to wipe that slimy, trendy, fascist smile off these pot-bellied, chicken-neck pieces of garbage. I want more freedom! More power to the people! And we're going to bang our heads like battering rams up against their little heads. And we're going to find out who's got thicker skulls. We're going to wake the dead. We're going to cure you mad. The people are dead. They're sleeping. They're under mind control. And it's time to wake them up. Crank it up. I really wanna be overrated. I'm a fine. and I ain't no weeper. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to decide that we're not going to be slaves. It's time to wake up. It's time to get involved. It's time to realize open treason is being built up and prepared all around us. Again, we are back live. I'm going to give the number out. We're going to take your calls and cover a ton of news in the next hour. We have so much I haven't even gotten to. But let me get back to the top story that's up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And the best place to find it is red-linked on the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. Report, Homeland Security has exercises where they, quote, target free Americans against socialist tyranny is the headline. Now, if you go to the homeschool drills that they've had at public schools, they tell them, we're homeschoolers against public education and we're here to kill you. Or we're pro-gun groups and we're here to kill you. In fact, I'm going to have Watson add all those examples to his article to show people as part of a larger compendium of where they have these school shooting drills, federally funded from Texas to Michigan, from California to Florida. We've seen it in just every major state. Minnesota, they've lost lawsuits up there where unannounced at the elementary, they come in with guys dressed like militia and march everybody outside and say, we don't like public school and you're all dead. And then they blow up a bus with a firebomb. I had the lawyer on. This was on the news in Minnesota. And then they get the teachers down on their knees with the kids, and the kids are literally urinating, defecating all over themselves. This is in the lawsuits. I mean, you talk about Soviet mind control camp right out of Red Dawn. That's what a mind control camp is, where you torture and freak everybody out until peer pressure makes families break down and tell dad, work for the Soviet in Bulgaria. Go help report out your friends in the hills, or they're going to keep raping and killing us. Dad, do it for me. I mean, this is hardcore Soviet-style brainwashing. And they do it in public schools everywhere, and you send your kids there to do it. Teachers just 2 weeks ago filed suit in Missouri and said, we do not want to be forced to take part in four mass shooting drills a year where we march around with our hands up, where we got to put fake blood on us. Folks, there's 165, 3, it varies every year. It's in the 160s on average every year since 1992 that there are mass shootings. 160 people killed every year in some type of mass shooting. Almost all of them are gangbangers shooting at each other in schools. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? It's honeybees kill over 200 people. I've been harping on that for years. Now, Esquire last year did a whole article admitting that. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning repeatedly in your lifetime, not the same day. You have a better chance, look it up, World Almanac, of being struck twice in your life by lightning than by being killed by a terrorist. Folks, it's like finding a unicorn with a Lucky Charms elf riding it. You got a better chance, folks, of finding a chupacabra in your backyard, basically. Almost 400 people die every year from deer jumping out in front of their cars. Do we have checkpoints to stop the deer everywhere? Game fences? Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to make it out of this world alive. You're going to die. Alcohol kills 300,000 people a year on average. You're going to stop everybody drinking? Cigarettes, hundreds of thousands. Cars, hundreds of thousands. Mass shootings, 260 with change. Never gone above 270. Never gone above 170. I'm ranting. Let me get to this article. It's just everywhere. They drill now, like you know, the Army used to drill to fight the Russians in the 70s and 80s, 60s, 70s, 80s. The Air Force drilled to fight foreign aircraft. The FBI drilled to fight quote organized crime and foreign infiltrators. The CIA supposedly did that to stop foreign governments coming and infiltrating and stealing secrets. Do you know what they do now? Do you know what their main mission announced by Janet Napolitano 6 years ago is? Do you know what their mission is announced every month? The FBI announced last year, we no longer worry about crime. That's not our main focus. It's domestic extremism. How many domestic extremists killed people last year? It's less than 10 people on the Southern Poverty Law Center's own website, and they're really scratching for numbers there. 10 people? Oh, but it's like great white sharks. They kill 5 people every year on average. Highest number ever is 12 recorded. Everyone I know is scared to swim in the ocean, including the Caribbean, because they think sharks are going to eat them. Almost everyone I know. There is no great white shark in the Caribbean, Dumbo. Some of them occasionally come in the winter into the Gulf of Mexico out of the Atlantic. There are no great white attacks in the Gulf of Mexico. There are none in the Caribbean. There are sperm whales and pilot whales in the Southern Caribbean. I mean, people just are scared of everything. It's just everything that isn't scary, everything that isn't a threat. And then I'm scared of a big monolithic government when historically and what our founders said and common sense shows the red level 100% real boogeyman that keeps me up at night. Just got chills. I really do get chill bumps. 262 million non-military deaths in the 20th century by government. University of Hawaii study. University of Chicago has even higher numbers. They say 300 and something mil. 262 million. Not 160 something killed by mass shooters a year. Government killed 262 million. And who is our loving foreign banker occupied? That's not rhetoric. We are literally run by the IMF World Bank. Federal Reserve is their domestic arm. We are literally run by the criminal IRS set up in 1913 to pay money into the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. Didn't have an income tax until 1913. Our whole system is designed to be cold and socially engineered and controlled by these people. Nothing else really matters except recognizing the real political system we're under. And then meanwhile, in every Army publication, Army War College, Navy War College, Marine Warfighting School, West Point, Stars and Stripes, Army Times, internal manuals, Homeland Security manuals, that we've broken almost all of them because people send them to us. And then we call the phone numbers involved and check them and read them and look at them. We can look at them instantly. It's always the same crud written by the Southern Poverty Law Center. The Southern Poverty Law Center is basically the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff along with the ADL. And they train, and their main mission, Homeland Security and NORTHCOM have said this, is, I'm going to say it again, returning veterans, number one. Then veterans, your number two enemy. Then libertarians, constitutionalists, conservatives, gun owners, Ron Paul supporters. They literally train the federal government. I mean, I've been at the gun show and seen the ATF, and they will literally look at me and start hyperventilating like I am an enemy soldier or something. Because they literally bat and pitch for the other team. They are sworn. They are in a cult. Just like the mafia. It's their duty. I am the enemy. You understand that? You are the enemy. They train 24-7 to take your guns. 24-7 to put you in relocation centers. 24-7 to slap us in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. Camps. The civilian inmate labor camp program. Everything I'm saying is declassified. All those closed military bases are manned and ready. And all they want to do is set off some nukes or bioweapons, blame it on us, start a civil war that will wipe out the police and military because we won't have a choice when they're trying to take us. I mean, it's going to be like $20 million hardcore Dorners that have the right on their side and are being hunted and attacked, not that are going out and attacking people like Dorner did. I mean, you saw almost all of Southern California locked down for one guy and police shaking in fear, shooting up vehicles that didn't even match the description with white women in them. Can you imagine when all the retired special forces and all the military and all the former police and all the gun owners have had their families hunted down and their cousin drug off to a camp? I mean, it is going to be, you're not going to be safe anywhere. And the globalists love that. They know you'll attack us, we will wipe you out. You will be wiped out within a year. Dead. Totally wiped out. It'll be like moose hunting season where you put into a lottery and only one out of four people gets a moose license or mountain lion hunting where you got to go put in the lottery and a 1 out of 20 gets to hunt the mountain lion. You know, I mean, you'll be like dodo birds, and I'm not here threatening you. I don't want that to happen. That's the plan, to wipe both sides out starting this civil war. And let me tell you, they're wartime training. Just like when they're going back into jungle warfare, they paint the tanks green 2 years before, they've already got it planned. Or they're going to the desert, they paint the tanks tan 2 years before. They have been painting the trucks black for domestic war, the tanks black for domestic war. They have been training publicly to take on gun owners during martial law. And they're coming just as sure as the sun's coming up tomorrow, unless we run around like chickens with our heads cut off. And I'm just getting adrenaline rushes right now, folks. I mean, just like I was, you know, in a parking lot, and some guy's trying to mug me, and I get that feeling. I mean, this is, it's all real. It's all happening. I'm pulsing with adrenaline and electricity right now because this is what they're going to do. We've got to stop them because they're going to use the Civil War as the false flag to bring the country down just as sure as the sun comes up and geese fly south for the winter. They want to take this country down. They've got a score to settle with us. Look what came out in the Weatherman trials, how they were going to put 50 million conservatives, men, in forced labor camps and then kill 25 million of us. The numbers they'll have to kill now from 1970s numbers are over 75 million. They're going to rape your wives. People are going, oh, this is going to watch, watch. You've seen everything else happen. They've got a score to settle. Do you have Obama's domestic security force, please? Go ahead and play Obama when he was campaigning.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Folks, it happens in every other nation in history. It's happening here. If we don't wake up to the nightmare and admit it's happening, they will win. They will stage the events. Here's the good news. The entire military, I would say upwards of 85%, are somewhat awake now. Almost the entire military. It's an incredible conversion to reality because they're being given the treason training. Because we warn people up front, and you warn people in Oath Keepers and countless others for decades, Ron Paul, you name it, John Birch Society, you name it, about the creeping buildup. Clinton wanted to do this stuff. Because we did that, now we're catching them with their pants down, not us. We're not sitting here flat-footed. We're dug in. We've bought 200 million guns the last 20 years. Everybody's ready. And we're politically fighting hard to fix this country. We're doing everything we can. We're not starting anything offensively. We're just sitting here trying to do our best, and our duty as Americans, as good people, to be honorable and protect our families. And I didn't like we're just starting to fight with a bunch of socialists and, you know, not going along with them, which is our right. These are horrible, nasty communists run by foreign banks that have a vendetta against this republic. They want to have their way with us so bad, folks. We're in so much danger right now. Homeland Security is the domestic army to do this. And they've got the throngs of their followers. You've heard them in Austin and L.A. and other places say they want to put all gun owners in camps. They will man those camps with pot-bellied jail guard socialists who will literally stomp our guts out. We don't have a choice. We've got to work as hard as we can to try to fix this before they start pulling triggers. And once they pull triggers, folks, we got to go InfoWar 110% and defend ourselves. But remember... remember police and military. When they shoot up your convoys and blow up daycare centers and the rest of it up front, that is not the Liberty Movement doing that. Don't be stupid and run out and find the first patriots you can to shoot up in their house and burn down. Because you do that, the next wave's coming in, and I'm telling you, then the gloves are off and you know what's going to happen. The former military people have already been casing their neighborhoods and have already been creating files, and you know that, and you know what's going to happen to you. You do that, you don't do the right thing, you know what's going to happen. You're going to get smashed bad. And I don't want that to happen. I want you to wake up, look at the intelligence information, and join the Republic. Join 1776 in the spirit of George Washington. Don't join the spirit of Obama and George Soros. Ask which side you're on right now, because they're training in every manual to kill anti-socialists during martial law. Now, Here's the new Homeland Security manual we got. It's up on Infowars.com. Homeland Security exercise targets free Americans against socialist tyranny. Leaked documents reveal plan to counter online dissent during martial law. Leaked Homeland Security documents obtained by Infowars reveal details of joint DHS-FEMA national exercise set to take place this week, one of the components of which revolves around an effort to counter online dissent by a group called Free Americans Against Socialist Tyranny. What a horrible group, Free Americans Against Socialist Tyranny. I can't think of anything worse, can you? Which is disgruntled at the imposition of martial law after an earthquake in Alaska. The document again underscores the federal government's obsession with characterizing libertarians and conservatives as some kind of extremist radical threat. Well, we're like antibiotics, a threat to a deadly bacteria. We are a threat. Bacteria wants to kill us. I mean, you think the Jedi were a threat to the Sith? I mean, it's real simple. The document, PDF, was leaked by an individual affiliated with Stuart Rhodes' organization, Oath Keepers, and passed to InfoWars. It's entitled National Exercise Program, Catastrophe Exercise 2014. Yeah, he needs to add the previous national level exercises.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Super bad. Now I gotta move.
And by the way, when he says super bad for squares out there that aren't trendy, you know, if you weren't trendy back in the 50s, didn't know what he meant, James Brown. Bad doesn't mean actually bad. It means like bad, as in bad. I know everybody knows that. That's a joke. And I'm super bad. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back to the folks that really are super bad, but not in a bad good way, in a bad bad way. It goes on, the document is intended for U.S. Department of Homeland Security trusted agents only, trusted traders only. I mean, anybody that gets given this stuff about where they're training to fight conservatives during martial law, I mean, you should realize this is a takeover group. Well, I'm just going to go along with it and keep my pension. You're not going to keep your pension, dummy. That's why they're bringing tyranny in. Liberty produces prosperity. Tyranny produces third world garbage. I'm going to try to explain that again to you guys. Sometimes I'll be out in public or at the gym or something. I'll see some guy give me dirty looks. And I'll go over and I'll go, you're a Fed, aren't you? What's it to you, Jones? Now, it's not always like that. A lot of them feds come over and like, oh, a lot of us are awake and know what's going on. But immediately, you can see the guy was like a little kid and his dad was a cop and he thinks he's a secret agent and on a power trip and he's a good guy and you're a bad guy. And I mean, you just see it. They're childlike minds. I can pick them out of a crowd. It's so pathetic. The trusted agent types. Trusted turd is your real name. George Washington would literally tell you, get away from him. I mean, you are so traitorous trying to take on veterans and gun owners. You are so evil. But you're nothing compared to the people that pull your strings, like Eric Holder, the mobster, the guy that ships guns into Mexico to false flag the Second Amendment. You notice we're blowing every one of your operations. Boston bombing, Fast and Furious, Solyndra, Benghazi, because there's good people in every agency, especially the Pentagon. And it's game over because you can't stop them and they know how to leak information. We already have your whole game plan anyways. I don't even need the information. I know your entire battle plan, the different operations you've got. I know that you don't know when you're going to get orders to do what. That's the only reason I don't know everything is because you don't know what you're going to do. Because we've got you off balance and we're going to continue to do that. You think you're going to gut the Republic this easily? Never. You think all of us are cowards that'll roll over? We love a good fight. Let's continue here. The document is intended for U.S. This is a quote. U.S. Department of Homeland Security, trusted agents only, close quote. And is, quote, disseminated only on a need-to-know basis. Even the role players involved in the exercise itself are prohibited from seeing the files. And it goes over it. How they're going to fight people physically, but also online, who are trying to speak out against the socialist takeover of America. I'm actually reading from the document. On page 125 of the document, a scenario is outlined whereby a group calling itself Free Americans Against Socialist Tyranny responds to the U.S. Northern Command mission of defense support, that's gun confiscation, to civilian authorities, or the imposition of martial law by launching a protest campaign on social media and potentially engaging in cyber attacks. They consider free speech a cyber attack. Don't worry, NORTHCOM swings in, and then it goes into talking about Northern Command and the civil authorities dealing with the troublemakers. Folks, training for treason. Second hour, a ton of other news, your phone calls, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to
Get the article. It's on InfoWars.com. Get it out! In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.